with the quandary of how to do that in a way that it doesn't kind of come in the wrong way and doesn't kind of hit where I'm hoping it will hit. So I want to talk about some aspects of focusing alone. But I would like you to just kind of, as you're listening to me, I've sent the notes, so you don't have to worry about taking the notes. You've got all of that. So you can just relax. And I would like you each to just imagine yourself in a place that feels comfortable and a place you won't be interrupted. So imagine yourself in a setting where you would be preparing to focus alone. And I want to offer some suggestions for you to just kind of really imagine to get a sense of whether that might work for you. And all of these things don't have to work for you. So this is your chance to just kind of discern as I read along some of these things. Then at the end, there can be a space for a few questions. And then I think my preference would be that we each take maybe 10 minutes, turn our cameras off if you want to, and take 10 minutes of just trying this and then coming back to the group. I want to say that focusing alone is not a poor substitute for focusing with a partner. Focusing alone in itself is an incredibly rich practice. And I would encourage all of you to at least try it. It is different than focusing with another person, but it's not less than. So if you want to just kind of tune into yourselves a little bit, and I will just offer some of the things that I've written down. So the first thing is, in focusing alone, you have more space. If you're anything like me, there can sometimes be a subtle demand from myself, not the listener, but a subtle demand from myself to say something, to let my listener know that I'm still there. I haven't just evaporated. And in focusing alone, you don't have that. You can have long stretches of just quietly being with yourself without having to entertain anyone else or reassure anyone else or anything like that. So there's a real spacious quality to it. And I would suggest to set up a time for focusing alone with as much care as you would if you were going to meet with a partner. So you turn things off, you protect the time, you get comfortable. Maybe you use a timer so you don't have to keep opening one eye just to see how much time you have left. I used to always do it by laying down on the floor. And that was comfortable and uncomfortable at the same time, and that was perfect for me. If you get too comfortable laying down in bed, you might fall asleep. But falling asleep is maybe okay anyway for 5 minutes, and then you wake up and you can focus. So pick a place that really fits for you. It could be a comfortable chair, but it might be a place that you don't normally spend time. So you're already kind of marking it out as, this is a place for me and myself. Checking how much time I have, yeah. I want to say that focusing as a practice, even if you're focusing with something that feels difficult or upsetting or big, focusing itself usually feels good. So it feels good to get in touch with even something that isn't something that you would have wished for. If focusing alone doesn't feel good, then it's usually an indication that there's some other kind of a relationship that's needed. And not feeling good is usually a chance to check, how am I relating to myself? If in some way it doesn't quite feel relaxing or feel like a relief to be in touch with something, just check, what kind of awareness am I bringing? Often focusing alone, a critical process can appear. So always look out for that. Am I being a little bit critical towards myself? A little pushy, telling myself rather than asking myself. These are the kinds of things that having a listener there sometimes will correct quite naturally. So it's just looking out for these things so you can correct them yourself. What I would suggest is that when you sit down to focus alone, to start by clearing a space. That is very useful if you're focusing on your own. Even the presence of another person sometimes helps us to clear a space. So if you're focusing alone, you need to kind of consciously do that yourself. So just noticing what is in the way, what you're carrying from your day, acknowledging it and just setting it gently to one side. You just kind of create a space for yourself and then sensing, is this an open space, a very receptive space? So doing that groundwork is extremely useful, and sometimes actually that's all you have to do. You don't even then go on to focus, that is so effective. So I would encourage you, don't skip over that. Take the time to really clear space for yourself. That is a way of bringing yourself into a right kind of relationship with your own experiencing. So you'll need to watch for distractions more than usual, because if we're just in our own space, we can easily distract ourselves. Again, I would say this is an important point. It doesn't really matter how often you distract yourself. So don't use that as another way of beating yourself up. If you notice that you had the intention to focus alone, sit down and focus, and instead what you're finding is you're working out a problem that you've got, or you're doing your shopping, or you're thinking of all the things that you shouldn't be forgetting, it doesn't matter how often you check and notice, oh, I'm distracting myself, I'm not focusing, this isn't focusing. And then just gently bring yourself back to your body. Just say, okay, just let all of that go for now. Or you might want to just jot it down on a piece of paper beside you, just to kind of set it to one side, and then bring your attention back to yourself, to your own body process. It doesn't matter how often you have to do that. And what I would even say is that even the few seconds in between distractions, when you're actually focusing, that's cumulative. So if you have a few seconds with a real felt sense and you're actually keeping it company, then you're distracted for 5 minutes and you come back for a few more seconds, it's like those few seconds add up. Even a few seconds of just gently being with a feeling inside is incredibly worthwhile. So don't get too hung up on the distractions. They will lessen over time. I would say that this isn't always true, but often if you're focusing alone, starting with an issue is useful rather than just starting with the body. So if you've cleared a space, you have a sense of some of the things you've been carrying around. Maybe pick up one of those and bring it a little bit back inside again, rather than just kind of starting with the body. Start with one of the issues that you know well enough that you can even name it. That whole thing about dot, dot, dot. And then getting a body sense of it. Yeah. And again, pick an issue that just feels most important in the moment, not the one that you thought was going to be the most important one, but just kind of ask yourself, okay, so I've got another 10 minutes and I've cleared a bit of space, I can kind of breathe and feel myself again. So if I wanted to spend 10 minutes with something that I set aside, which one would just feel most important right now? Letting that felt sense guide you in your picking of which issue. I would also say to take time for the full felt sense to form. Give that a lot of time. When a felt sense forms, it's lighter than the nagging feeling usually is when you carry it around in sort of half awareness. So you bring the issue back, that whole thing about, you know, being isolated at home, for example. Something about that's not sitting well with me. So you bring that whole issue back and you let your body feel it. And then you kind of give it extra space. It's almost like you feel around the edges of it. You really let it kind of spread out a little bit so you have all of it, not just the most intense part of it, but all of it. Then you've got a felt sense, and that always feels a little bit lighter and a little more subtle. So it's at that point you can think, oh, I could just leave this because it's not bugging me so much anymore. But it's actually right at that point that you've got something that will actually take steps and inform you. Did anybody else disappear or just me?
We all disappeared briefly for a moment.
It was just me that disappeared?
No, I think I did too, but I'm back.
Okay, so yeah. I'll assume everyone's back. It looks like it's recording, so the recording will be available.
Yeah.
Okay. Just double checking, not muted yet. Okay, so just taking time to let the full felt sense form. And one aspect of focusing alone is that it is really very intimate. Focusing with a listener can feel really intimate, even if you don't even know the person. But focusing on your own can sometimes feel even more intimate. And that's odd because it's actually I'm just noticing the chat there. It's actually an opportunity for you to tell yourself the truth. And that can feel really intimate. It can even bring a kind of a subtle shyness with yourself. So just be really gentle with that. It can actually bring a kind of a shy self-consciousness if you really have the intention of sitting down and actually being gentle and honest with yourself. It's really intimate. It's sincere. One other thing that I would say is as you stay with the real simplicity of the process, letting the felt sense form, staying with it, and really with this intention of actually being honest with yourself and being caring towards yourself, that can be, it can bring almost a kind of embarrassment to actually be caring towards yourself, which is odd. But to be caring towards yourself, noticing that you're just maintaining that attitude, bringing yourself back if you're distracted. And there are a couple of questions. Questions have a slightly different function if you're focusing alone. There's a couple of questions that can really help keep you grounded in the process. They're very general questions. I've written them down, but the one that almost always works for me, well, there's two of them. One is just, what does this all really feel like? And asking that open, general question right down into the feeling. You probably will have to ask it a few times for it to actually touch the feeling. You'll know when you've touched the feeling. It's like the feeling will go, oh, you're talking to me? Because at first, maybe your head will want to answer. So you just let that go down, go by, and you just bring the question back down. What does this all really feel like? If it's a useful question, which that general one often is, the feeling gets almost a little bit excited about being asked something. So then you just stay with it. You don't answer the question, you just ask it and wait. And then a few minutes later, you just ask it and wait. As long as it still has that kind of excitement or that kind of response in the feeling, then you just stay with that one question. If by staying with that question, you get a handle, you get a symbol, you get a word, a phrase, an image that seems to really capture the way it all feels, then you can use another question, which follows on from that. If what comes to you is it feels kind of unnerved, it's unnerving. That's what it feels like. It feels unnerving. To remind myself I can't actually go outside, it feels unnerving. And that word resonates. You try it a few different times, unnerving. Yeah, that resonates. Then you can have the second question. What is it really? And the word really is important. Again, it's like a signal. I'm going to tell myself the truth. What is it really about this whole situation that feels unnerving? Then you use the word. Once you have a handle word or image, then you can use it in the question. What is it really about all of this that feels unnerving? So those are the two simple questions that help keep you grounded in the process if you're focusing alone. I would encourage you to try them. They're general. They aren't asking for any specific information. They're just keeping you right with the gist, right with the kind of the middle of what's happening. One other thing I would say, I don't want to say too much more, but one other thing I would say is it's a good idea to have a pad of paper beside you, because things will occur to you you won't want to forget. And it's really hard to focus if you've got a little compartment in your mind trying to hold on to something because you're afraid you'll forget it. Instead, just jot it down. And at the end of the session, I would always jot down the one sentence or the image or whatever it is that really resonates as I'm finishing. And I will take that and I will carry it with me back into the day. I'll carry it for days, sometimes for weeks, as long as I can look at that little sentence and something inside still goes, yeah. Then I'll keep it. As soon as I don't get that anymore, I'll throw that away. I know that's of no use to me anymore. It's only history. So then I'll have to check again. Okay, so how's it feeling? But keeping those little messages from yourself to yourself and actually explicitly having it in your pocket, you can pull it out. It's really useful, I think. And that's a way of carrying what's happened in the session out into more of your living. So there isn't this radical separation between a session of focusing alone and the rest of your life. Your intention is to carry it out with you in some way, and that's a tangible way to do that. I want to say just a couple more things. Always remind yourself of the importance of this attitude of not knowing. Just this radical not knowing is really important when you're focusing alone, because a lot of what you think you know will come rushing in, and there won't be a listener there that'll help you kind of keep that to one side. So just checking that you have this real unknowing. If you have that openness, it's like the openness of asking a question, the body actually feels open. If at any point something comes in and thinks it knows, you'll feel the space inside get smaller. If that ever happens, you can just say to yourself, well, it could be that, but let me just let it be more than just that. And anything you can say to yourself to open the question back up again, that might be a part of it, but what else is here? I've written down a little bit about resonating and just the importance of being guided by that feeling of rightness in the body. That is almost like your companion, in a sense, during focusing alone. Your companion is the felt sense. It's that guidance from inside of your body. That's what's going to always give you the right word. It's always going to be right there, keeping you company as you keep it company. It's like that relationship is an extremely good guide. You can follow it towards anything that feels more right, like your body feels more excited, or it feels more deeply connected to a feeling, or it feels more expansive. You know you're on the right track. As soon as it starts to feel contracted in any way, you know that you've made a wrong move. So just back up and don't do what you're doing. Go back to where it felt right. So let me just go back to there. That's where it felt open and it felt good. So I want to just say a little bit about the ending. Just like when you're focusing with somebody else, the ending process is important. And I would mention a few different things. One is, as you come to the ending time, you might decide, I'm going to focus alone. I'm not even going to put an ending time on it. But even if you don't do that, there will come a time when it kind of feels like it's receding. This is okay here. It feels okay to just let it settle here. So just mark where the feeling is in your body or where it's being most active, just so you know where to look. It's like it's a little map and you know which territory to go back to and just to check, is it there? So mark where it is in your body. Notice any word. For me, I like a sentence. I like to get one simple sentence absolutely right. So my whole body's going, yeah. That's what I would then write down. But at least a word, an image, a couple of words that again you can use to call back the feeling where you last left it, even though it may not be there exactly the same when you go to find it again. And then those words, as I said before, I would encourage you to even write them down. Have them on a scrap of paper. The other thing that I would say is I'm not a person that likes false positivity at all. I have an allergy to it. I don't like it. It feels like a real imposition. But I do like real positivity. If something feels positive, I love that. But I don't like to be told to be happy or something. That kind of thing doesn't work for me. So I say this with that proviso, that at the end of a session, for me, contrary to my grumpy nature, it often actually feels right to express some gratitude to myself. And that is usually specifically to the felt sense I've been paying attention to actually be glad that it's there, to be glad that it came out even tentatively to let me kind of get to know it, to be glad that it hasn't given up on me no matter how badly I've treated it, to actually have some gratitude. And you know that you're having an attitude of honoring towards yourself, because often your eyes will get a little moist. There is a sense of real poignancy to it. So I often end with something like that, and it feels like I like myself again or something. Yeah, so focusing alone is not just thinking to yourself with your eyes closed. It's not talking to yourself with your eyes closed. It's not chasing sensations around the body. It is this really gentle, sincere relationship between your awareness and what you're actually experiencing. I want to say one last thing. This wasn't it, but I want to say this anyway. As you come to the end of a time of focusing on your own, I would, as was said earlier, I would encourage you to kind of get up out of your chair or off the floor and walk into your day with that new body, with the kind of the freshness or the openness or whatever it is you feel. Actually consciously bring that with you. Don't have it closed over quickly. Protect it from any interaction that might kind of disturb it. Like if you're going and washing the dishes or doing something gentle right afterwards, which I would suggest, just kind of practice having the body that open. And just kind of, giving it a little bit more time, even as you finish the session.